press 1. All others, please hold, and your call will be answered momentarily.
Reputation.
Hi, thank you for calling Reputation Defender. My name is Kayla. How can I help you?
Yes, I just received a telephone call, and I'm returning the person's call. I don't know who it was that called me.
One moment. And the phone number that they called, like, your phone number?
909-763-8481.
I'm sorry. 909-763-8481.
That's the number she called.
Okay, one moment, please.
Or he or she.
Yeah. Okay, one moment. And your name, please?
James Driscoll.
James Martin Driscoll?
Correct.
All right, cool. There's a couple of them. All right. So I see that Tori had reached out to you because you made an online request for our services. What exactly was your online concern today?
I'm trying to introduce myself. I have a website that actually is kind of could be reputation destroying if we don't get a hold of what's going on here. I own fuckeduphuman.net, and these people that are involved in a conspiracy in the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies, it's provable by Glassdoor reviews against these agencies. Extreme.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to uproot this and bring forward a conversation and have this, a discussion.
Okay.
The material that I put into your email, you know, that I sent to you, if you could follow through and get the detail, there's a whole list of people that are being affected by this. And if you were to contact them directly, or I'll send them your articles, we need to get this out of the information society and into a discussion face to face.
Okay.
Okay.
So what I can do is get you in contact with a specialist to go over pricing and more details about our reviews.
Okay.
Management service. Just give me one moment, please.
Well, I don't need to do anything right now. I want you to follow through with my email.
Yes. So I would have to get you to a specialist. So we're just the person that answers the call.
Okay.
I would have to get you over to a specialist so they can analyze and see what they can do to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, one moment.
It's inverse. This is a reputation defender. Not my reputation, their reputation. I'm calling in defense of them.
All right, James, I have Dan on the line. He's going to be the specialist.
Dan,
help
was
you
that?
Today, okay?
Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, one moment.
Hi, James.
Hi, Dan.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm all right. I sent an email in three parts. It's kind of an inverse situation here. I own an internet domain that could ruin the reputation of certain people. And this is the only way I have leverage, is to be able to speak the truth of a circumstance that involves a conspiracy. That conspiracy is proven by Glassdoor reviews. You know what Glassdoor is? Website.
Oh, yeah.
The Glassdoor reviews region to region across the nation against the Ryan White Care Act social service agencies is extreme. I have a collection of them on site, and I sent an example of one in my email. If you could follow through, and there's a whole list of organizations and individuals that are listed at fuckeduphuman.net in my email. And it's the inverse. If we could actually have a discussion to avoid having their reputations and their careers ruined, that's the only leverage I have. And what is online is the truth. That's all I need to say right now. Just please follow through and investigate my email, please.
Well, I think there might be a disconnect in terms of what we do. You know, we're an online reputation management company. We help to rebuild your presence online. You know,
right.
So if somebody, you know, so if there's information out there about you, you know, when somebody's searching for your name and there's unwanted information,
right.
we can help to bury that.
My effort here is to do every single possible mediation effort to reduce the harm against those persons that I have listed. And you cannot remove my material off of my website.
That's true.
So my negotiation parameters is that we have a discussion forward to be able to remove their names from my web presence.
Well, and of course, you know, just the same as we can't remove information from your web page, we can't remove information from other web pages.
I understand. I read your articles. So I'm going to send those articles to the affected people. But I did send a three-part email to you, so I would like that followed up, what I requested.
Well, and I can certainly take a look, but I don't have a way. I mean, if we're looking at you know, helping you with your reputation, sure.
I'm calling on an agency basis, trying to prevent or trying to establish a protocol to go and then collectively connect to these people and associate a service on your behalf as a sales mechanism, if that's what they want to implore against this. And my negotiation is that I must have a conversation, not just a content removal request.
Okay. So I guess I'm misunderstood initially.
It's inverse.
You had the information that was against them.
Right, exactly. So if you were trying to contact me, if they did it as an independent inquiry to your service, you would eventually end up contacting me. And if you contacted me, I'm going to tell you what I just told you. I'm giving you the advance notice for this information, so we can.
So if I'm understanding, James, what you're asking for me to do is, if one of these people that you are defaming calls in, and
I'm not defaming them, sir.
Let me rephrase. These people that you're putting information out on,
right.
If they call me, you want me to tell them to call you.
Right, and have a conversation and a reconciliation process, yes.
So what you're telling me to do is to not offer them my services and to in turn send them over to somebody.
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. That's not what I said, sir. I'm saying that in order for me to remove the material that I have listed as noted, I require a conversation free of charge, by the way. There is no charge for my services. Just a negotiation of a resolve and a commitment to change.
Well, allow me to explain, James. We don't remove that information. We don't offer to remove that information. Okay. We don't offer a service that helps to remove that type of information.
Okay, that's good.
What we do is we build a new network of information to bury said information. You put information out there about somebody, they call me and they say they don't want that to be seen on the first page, and I say no problem, we fix it.
And I'm telling you, sir, and I'm telling you right now, if you use my example, in my example that I have noted in my email, Jennifer Ann Breen, if you do it, my list is topmost match, and it will remain topmost match for her. You won't be able to bury it.
Okay.
Just do it. Just follow the email and just, you know, just get involved and informed of what I'm doing. That's all. Know that I'm here. Please?
Well, sir, if there's a way that we can help you, we're happy to do so. Now, but if we're looking at speaking about arbitrary potential situations in the future, I would implore you to call in when those situations arise. There's nothing that we can do to proactively, you know, send people your direction because of information that you've put out there on them.
That's
simply
cool.
Not our business practice. It's simply not something that we're going to do.
That's cool. I understand that position. I'm letting you know if they do contact you, because I'm going to send them your articles. You know, I'm going to send them articles about this off your website. So they may end up contacting you.
Okay.
So I'm actually facilitating a sales call or a sales function to your services for them. But my negotiation parameter must engage a reconciliation process, not just a content removal request. And that's all I have to say then. I appreciate your time.
As well as yours, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.